with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys Show on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we want to welcome some new stations across the state. If you're listening to us for the first time, sit down, get your coffee ready, because we're having a little bit of fun today. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, man?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about spring tune-up, and it's a list for real men. This is what you do to your grill, your gas grill or your charcoal grill. But first of all, I guess I'd like to talk about gas grills, because it's probably 60% of the usage out there, at least.
Oh, yeah.
It's 57% of purchases in North America. And I'm going to say, because it's so easy to use, people use their gas grills a lot more than their charcoal, even if they have multiples, and you and I do. So I'm guilty. I mean, I will go out and fire up my infrared and throw anything on there, from hot dogs to crab, shrimp, whatever. It's going on that fast, because I'm generally getting home from work and my wife's looking at me like, I bought this meat.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And you're the meat guy.
And she's getting spoiled.
Right.
Let's face it.
Well.
And that's okay.
You know,
your wife. Grill.
I'm expected to do it, right? I'm the grilling guy. And frankly, I'm a snob, because I don't want anybody else doing it if I'm going to eat it.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I've got buddies that know how to grill.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go out and ask Michelle to step out on the back deck and grill something. That's my domain, right? And it's not that don't think she could do it. It's just I prefer to do it.
Enough said.
Right.
Enough said.
Yeah.
So if you have that gas grill and it's been used all winter or stored all winter, kind of the same issues. Most people don't clean their grill in the fall before they put a cover on it and roll it into their garage. I'm guessing that they're doing it sometime in November before the first snow flurries come.
Sure.
Because their wife's been bugging them to put it away, because she already put all the lawn furniture away. Or whatever your story is. Everybody's right. Got a different routine. But so you might have put it away dirty. If you did, and you have mice in your garage, I'll guarantee you they have been exploring, if not more.
Right.
So they do like to eat the little food bits and stuff off of there, because in the winter it's hard for them to forage.
Yep.
And there's a treasure trove of stuff. And
if you didn't clean it, absolutely.
Kind of disgusting, you know, yeah. Think about it. But one of the other things they might do is they might chew the wires for your igniter. If you have an automatic igniter, whether it's battery-powered or a piezo igniter, they might chew that wire. And those are all millivolt systems, so you have to make sure that you take care, when we're going through this list, to pay attention to that igniter. So, again, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to get some cardboard or newspaper or whatever I can throw away, and I'm going to get that 1-inch, 4-inch putty knife. With a gas grill, I'm also going to get my cordless out and a drill box and my shop vac and some disposable gloves and a nice IPA, because this is going to take a while.
Yeah, you missed that on the last one.
Yeah, this is going to take a while. So the drill bit, so you're going to take this thing apart, get your cardboard spread out, and you're going to start by throwing your gloves on and pulling the grates off. And then every gas grill is a little different. Very often you're going to have some sort of a deflector hood over the burner. You pull those off, and then you're going to have your burners. Now, depending on the make and model and brand and all this, it all looks different now. You might have something in there that are ceramic briquettes, and you'll have to do the same thing with those. Pull them out. And to get at your burner assembly and any ash pan or catch pan underneath it. While you're cleaning it, leave that catch pan underneath it, because it's going to
keep
you from leaving more stuff in the belly of the beast. But I get the drill bit because, especially if it's just a galvanized steel burner, those things, gas has a lot of acid and stuff
in it.
It's
caustic, yep.
And it tends to want to corrode the burners, and you'll see areas of it where it'll start to rust. And that's where the flame is not coming out, so you want to make sure you rebore those holes out.
So it's a tiny little drill bit. I mean, because you'll see the holes in the burner itself.
Yep.
But yeah, so it's a tiny little drill bit. I want to go back above the burner for one thing before I forget, is those ceramic briquettes, okay? I have an old Broilmaster grill out on my back
deck.
They
still use them.
I still use it.
They
still use the briquettes. But I'm going to tell you what, that after about 3 or 4 years and 3 or 4 seasons, you pick one of those stuff up and it starts to crumble around the edges. Time to replace, guys, because that briquette is there to absorb heat and radiate heat and to stop the juices and things from hitting your flame.
It's about $50 for all your briquettes.
But you need a new set of those if they're crumbling away because they're not working like they should.
Well, and it depends on how much you use it, of course, as to how long they last. But one thing you want to do is when you put them back in your grill, and we were going to cover this in a little bit, but make sure you flip them over so the grease side is down.
Yeah. Yep.
And then your first ignition, it'll burn that grease off them, and you'll buy a summer of no big flare-ups.
Right.
And they're there to absorb the grease and prevent flare-ups. So you find a drill bit that matches the hole of a clean hole in that burner and just ream those out. You might even use just like an awl or a toothpick or something like that. A wire brush is nice. But scrub those burners up nicely and pay attention to how you pulled them out. Again, it's okay to take a picture because what you're doing is you're pulling off probably one or up to four burners, and it's going to kind of have a little cradle apparatus that it sets in so that it sits just right. And one end of it's going to have a hole with an air shutter on it. Don't mess with the shutter unless you have a bad burn, and we'll go over that some other time. But make sure when you slide that back in when you're reassembling it that you pay attention to how it was when you took it off because that has to seat over an orifice.
Right.
And you want it in the right place so that you don't have gas spilling. You'll have a bad ignition.
Right.
Yeah. And it'll surprise you when you start it.
So looking at that burner, when you open it up, they're tubular, they're an H shape, they're, you know, whatever it may be when you pull that out of there.
Could be a ribbon burner one.
Right.
And a different orifice per.
Yep.
If you have 4 or 5 valves, then you got 4 or 5 burners. It's single. If you have one or two, they could be a U shape on each side.
Yep.
So they're all different.
Right. But when you reach down in there and you go to pull that out of there, if you put your thumb through it, replace it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Is you'll know looking at the thing if it looks like it's worn out, it's probably worn out. If you try to get another season out of that thing and it is worn out, you're getting underperformance.
Yeah.
This is when you start getting hot spots.
You wasted your time. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about how to do that and where to get those.
Okay. Very good. But it's just so we got the thing, the burners back in.
Yep.
Maybe you got some new briquettes and you put it back together. In my opinion, you basically want to fire that thing off and burn it off for a few minutes before.
Yep.
Don't just immediately cook on it.
Right.
Because what Bob just mentioned is so very important. Make sure you don't have a gas leak somewhere that's going to cause this hot spot.
That's right.
But
we're not to that point yet.
Okay.
We forgot something.
Okay, my bad.
We have to, once we've got those burners out, there's probably a catch pan underneath there.
Okay.
And if there's not, doesn't matter. You've got a bunch of junk down in there. So here's where you need that 4-inch putty knife. If you don't have a catch pan under it, and I'd be surprised, you've got to take a 4-inch putty knife and start scraping all that junk with your shop vac and get all that buildup out of there. Don't worry so much about the stuff on the hood. That's a patina. That's there for flavor. If it's flaking off, you can vacuum that off, but don't try scraping and never use soap inside your grill. Okay, so you'll want to scrape that belly out or the catch pan. If there's a pan under there, scrape them out as best possible. If there's a catch pan under there, it's okay to throw some degreaser on there and clean that up a bit because that's closer to the flame. You want to avoid any flare-ups there. But now you can put that baby back together. But before you do, you'll want to test your igniter because you've got it all taken apart, and you'll see the first burner, if it's multiple, when you click your igniter, whether it's a piezo clicker or a battery powered, you're going to see if that little igniter has a spark to it or not.
Right.
And the key is to make sure that it's got a nice spark and that that's working well.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about do I rebuild or do I buy a new one and a little bit of man law. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs? in a Chevy Cheyenne. Way back when I was jacked.